A completely informative and enthralling presentation, Dr. Ogilvie. I'm here to talk to you about the PhotoVoice project, and I guess to begin, I should say that I have no relationships to disclose. Manal mentioned a little bit in terms of why we decided to do a PhotoVoice project. It was something that we had begun in the Central Valley, and it was really something that we did intentionally in order to cultivate some youth engagement in the obesity prevention project that we had going on. My interest for wanting to do it outside of the Valley really also supported the fact that we wanted to demonstrate that the challenges that we were experiencing in terms of lack of access to safe places to play was not a unique challenge in the Valley, and that really statewide there were these barriers that we need to be very conscious about and strategically try to work to resolve. So the purpose of this project was to involve youth. It was also to better understand from their perspectives what they were experiencing, and additionally to solicit from them what they seen as practical solutions. So I'm going the wrong way again. Here we go. All right, just use the left. Thank you. So I want to begin by acknowledging the fantastic youth that participated in this project. We had over 100, if you combine the youth that were in the Valley and outside of the Valley that worked together. All of these youth came from very low-income communities, and they were in disadvantaged places in terms of the infrastructure and their neighborhoods and their communities that we'll see in just a minute. And I also want to acknowledge our partners at Prevention Institute who helped us in supporting this project. These are the locations of the communities that the youth were from. So you can see there is a concentration, of course, in the Valley, but the Oakland site, Fullerton, Santa Ana, City Heights, and Garberville were the external partners. So what is PhotoVoice? Just quickly, for those of you who may not be familiar with it, PhotoVoice is a process of documenting through pictures and words challenges that exist in a community. So it's essentially just an observational assessment with a picture and free rights. So how it works quickly is, you have to have interested youth, and finding youth was sort of tricky because you can't just sort of recruit and put out a flyer and then expect that you're going to get a gazillion kids wanting to join you. So we worked with organizations that already had some captured audience of youth. So a photo club, maybe a health careers club at the high school. Some of these youth were children of the parents that we had already been working with in the communities. So those were important sort of ideas of how to reach out and get them. But we trained them. We gave them about a day's training on things like, basics around photography. We talked to them about safety. We didn't want them snapping pictures of like a drug transaction per se or things like that. We did talk to them about consent, that if they took a photo of an individual that they would want to make sure that they had a release allowing them to use that photo. And that was kind of pretty much it. We did not want to spend too much time sort of creating a bias about what we wanted them to take pictures of, but we did orient them to what we seen as some assets as well as challenges to physical activity in communities, but really left it open to them. And the other thing I should mention is that when we did the PhotoVoice project in the region within the Central Valley, those youth were actually looking at both food and physical activity environments, but the youth in the five additional counties were just looking at physical activity issues. So we only took the physical activity photo voice pieces from the crop sites and combined them. We did, once they went through the training, they got cameras. We gave them disposable cameras because we knew that there would be some recidivism. Not all the youth would complete the project, and it would be exorbitant to give them digital cameras each, right? But those little disposable cameras worked really well, and the pictures were pretty good quality. Once we got those cameras back and we developed the film, we had another meeting where we asked the youth to look at their pictures and identify their top three pictures. And then they began the free writes. And the free writes were on addressing these questions specifically, like explain what you see, what is happening in your photo, how does it affect your life, does the picture show something that makes being active easy or difficult, why do you think this asset or challenge exists in your community, what can be done about it, and what are your feelings about the photo type stuff. So once we had those posters, and that's a sample of the poster, and you'll see that we did translate what the youth said because we wanted to use these posters at a community event, and we wanted to invite the community at large to also see what the youth had presented. We brought media, elected officials, school board members, everybody that we thought, you know, would be important to see these. And so they were in English and Spanish in some locations. They were English, Spanish, Punjabi in other locations. In other locations, we had Hmong interpreters working with the youth to translate what was said in their photos. At this community event, the youth, we basically set them up gallery style. We let people come in and talk to them. And then the youth did a presentation where they actually voiced their recommendations about what should happen in their community. And that did lead to success, which I'll describe later on in a few examples. So that was kind of the stepwise approach to what we did. Now I'm not advancing. So what makes it easy or hard? Okay, this was the project question, essentially. What makes it easy or hard to be active in your community? And I'll start with the assets, and I'll go through these. I'm not going to read all the text for you, but I'm going to give you a flavor of what the comments were. So in this one, which is the set of photos that we've selected as the assets, they did see, like, this playground made it really easy for kids to be active. Kids could go and play. This is also showing a playground, but the comments on this one was really about the neatness of it, that it was clean, that it looked safe. And so this idea of being in good condition was very important to them in encouraging and enticing them to come out and be active at the park. In this slide, what the youth was talking about was that, you know, here was a park that was big. They could do multiple activities there. There were plenty of trees. And those were amenities in parks that were really important to them, to have enough space to really be active and engaged. In this picture, I'm sorry, I didn't mention the places, but in this one is Delano, and I'll make sure to mention going forward. This is a recreational karate class that's offered, and you can see sort of the fields in the back because it's repurposing a packing house. The kids here really talked about the importance of having a space with shade so they could still do physical activity, and in triple-digit weather, that was important to have something that they could do that they didn't have to, you know, suffer heat stroke from. So these are Mexicans kicking in karate class. In Kettleman City, in this photo, what the youth was talking about was that this was an event, national night out, and they were participating because the sheriff's department had organized this event. So it spoke to the idea of needing recreational opportunities that brought the kids out and engaged them, that they were very interested in. And this one is Madera, California, and here the pier in the description said, I feel happy because they are all in motion and active. And what they were speaking to was really this idea that peers influence each other. And so if you are going to walk to school, if your friend walks to school, you're more likely to walk to school. If they're biking, you're going to bike. And so we need to encourage more opportunities for them to really get them to be out and doing physical activity. In this photo, also in Madera, California, what the youth was talking about is that in my photo, there is a pretty nice sidewalk. It's good for people to ride their bikes and skate, and there is also lots of trees. So again, the issue of infrastructure, like having the space that would facilitate them being, you know, skating or biking or walking. In this photo, the youth is talking about these ladies are setting an example because they're older women, and if they can walk, younger kids can walk too. And as a sidebar, you see that they're carrying canes, not because of any physical impairment, but because of the loose dog issue that exists in their community. So the youth didn't speak to that, but they spoke to the fact of seeing these older people being out. It's just something that I happen to know about that place. So here's the challenges, and I will say that challenges were much more the theme of the photo voice pieces that we got back. You know, these assets that I showed you were really the exceptions, but I wanted to make sure to present some of the things that they felt were positives. So in this photo, what you see is children crawling through a fence to get in. And this one I will read a little bit more of. And she says, I see people at this school in my neighborhood jumping the fence. It's hard to be active because the school is closed. It affects me because I would have to jump the fence to get into the school. I think that maybe the people from the school think that people that want to get in are going to do bad stuff. I think that we can talk with the people from the school so that they can leave the school open. I feel mad because I want to go to the school, but my mom doesn't because she doesn't want me to jump the fence. And jumping the fence is thematic in every community. So that last photo was Fresno, California. This photo is the southern Humboldt County. And here the youth is talking about fences as well, but he goes on to say that, so even though the fences are not everywhere preventing me from being physically active, there are more mental fences preventing everyone from getting into some places and lots. Almost 90% of the land is in places where people don't go out of fear. So again, here we are in Fairmead, California, and what do we see? Children jumping the fence. And this is the same place that Robert showed you earlier. And the kids really do want to get in and utilize it. And so they're suggesting that they unlock it and have a park. You know, here we are in the southern area again, and the youth are talking about, you know, not being able to utilize something and how it's actually gone to rot, so to speak, because it's not used, it's not utilized, but it was a resource that could have been utilized. Here we have another fence, youth taking a picture of a pool in Kettleman City. I wish I could show you the degrees on that day because it was triple digit, and they're left out, locked out of utilizing the pool because they don't have enough resources to have a lifeguard on duty that would allow that to happen. And in this photo, what the youth is talking about is the graffiti, and it is again this perception of fear and not being able to be free and active in their community because of the gang activity that happens. This is true again in the southern Humboldt area, who's talking about, you know, this is not a place where they would want to go because there's this evidence of activity that's happening there that they don't want to be exposed to. Our youth are also very creative about what they would like to see. So in the next set of films, what you're seeing are that the youth are talking about, here's space that could be used for a park. Here's space that could be used for a community garden. Here's space that could be used for something that would allow us to be physically active, and it's not. So that one was series. This next one is Santa Ana, and Santa Ana is saying that with this type of environment, a lot of youth in my neighborhood decide to stay home and not exercise. And here in Fullerton, California, the same issue of an empty space that could be used for something that would entice them to be active. This one's very interesting because this is also in front of where Robert showed you earlier, that locked fence. And so what happens, because they can have access to the space inside, is they utilize the parking lot as their playground. And in this picture, the youth writes, the good thing about this picture is that lots of kids are playing and having fun. The bad thing is that they're playing in a parking lot. And here again in Fresno, California, I see my middle school with a safe play sign, but the school is locked when there is no class. Again, you know, the need to build infrastructure in this slide is being talked about. It could be turned into a garden and we could grow vegetables there. So essentially the policy suggestions that were thematic were around that we need to maximize recreational opportunities by unlocking school gates, pools, and other public resources. We need to design communities with physical activity in mind. We should utilize space to create physical activity opportunities, and more recreational programs for youth are the consensus. So this is the community event that happened in Fresno where the youth presented. And what I should tell you is about it, Manal, if you'll hold that one, that postcard up. I have some items to give you, but that postcard that Manal is holding is the school that these youth were advocating to be unlocked. And after that that presentation we did, this postcard where we mailed out to the elected officials in that area, and the success is that that is now the pilot project for joint use of Fresno Unified School District. And if you go to that playground now, you will see youth playing there, but you will also see their parents there participating in yoga and other activities, because now they also have a place to be physically active. So it has had multiple benefits. And this is a quote I liked that I thought was relevant by Albert Einstein, that in the matters of truth and justice, there is no difference between large and small problems, for issues concerning the treatment of people are all the same. And so what might seem like an inconsequential sort of intervention of unlocking a school gate actually has huge impacts for our communities and is a really relevant solution for them. So that's basically my presentation. I want to thank you. I also want to mention that we have other materials here if you're interested, a little bit of information about our program specifically. There's a joint use website, jointuse.org, that Manal has that you should also take to get there and find information, and I know that Heather will be talking about that as well. So thank you.